not heard, quite heard the news, or don't quite understand what I was just talking about, we do a little feature now where we say, we'll do about 5 minutes to 5 to 10 minutes of ourselves, just by ourselves, just talking about whatever random subjects. Though in my case, I like to do something about anime and religion and ethics, so.
Plug, plug.
Plug, plug, plug. Jeremy.
Yes, that's it. Him.
Yes.
Jeremy is the last person who hasn't done one yet, so we can probably expect...
Yes, I'm the anime diet slacker, the resident anime diet slacker.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, I did have intentions of doing one, but like I said, this trip, kind of last-minute trip, actually ended up taking my time. Didn't have a really good internet access there in Tennessee, unfortunately, and went off and forgot my recording equipment, so that also didn't help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can totally understand that, you know, because the microphone I'm talking on right now is a fairly big, unportable, and $130, and so it's not very easy to carry around for the most part.
And you know, not something you want.
Sorry,
not something you want bouncing around in the bay of a an airplane as you in checked luggage, mind you.
Mm-hmm. I actually do take it home when I go back home to DC. I stuff it in between a whole bunch of clothes. And yeah.
So it doesn't look like a machine gun hidden, right?
No.
Because once, like, they thought my blow dryer might be some sort of gun.
Wow, you're kidding me. It's got.
No, I'm not. They didn't say that. They just say, okay, we're just gonna look.
Well,
this was long time ago, before 9/11.
Really?
When we came back from Florida, from Disneyland.
Wow. You've been known to pack heat.
So. I'll tell you something, though, that one thing that always triggers security and gets them to, like, always open things up and inspect it is my CPAP mask. I suffer from severe sleep apnea, and so I have to wear a mask, a breathing mask that pumps in air into my nose when I go to bed. And I have to carry that with me, obviously, everywhere I go. And every time, and it comes with its own case and, you know, and everything like that, and... For the longest time, I would, you know, do that as carry-on luggage because I didn't quite trust it jostling around and, you know, to check luggage. But, you know, when you put it through the x-ray machine, you know, it's got tubing, it's got, like, this weird, you know, solid block of machinery in the middle, you know, and it always triggers the alarm.
It looks like a freaking submachine gun is what it is.
No, it looks like a bomb. It really looks like a bomb. It's got pipes and tubing and everything. I mean, it looks like... And so, I every
From
single time...
Star Trek? No bombs ever look like that anymore.
Yeah.
Actually looks like a breathing device that you would use when you're distributing a neurotoxin throughout the airport.
Yes, that's it. That's it. It's a
terminal.
Yeah, goodness. But they usually open it up and, you know, swab it down and check every single little pocket. Sometimes I get frisked too as part of it as well. And so I get
full body cavity search.
No. They don't do that unless they think you're really hiding something. But, I've also accidentally
up your sleeves.
I've also accidentally forgot to put my Leatherman, which has a very small knife. It's like, but it's mostly screwdrivers and stuff like that. Into my backpack and
Leatherman. He said Leatherman. Not David Letterman, the man in leather.
But the Leatherman, yeah, is of course a knife. And
I thought it was like some sort of bondage gear or something. I wasn't really sure.
If only it were.
Yeah, you really don't want that to go through security and then be pulling that out, because that's just embarrassing.
But the accumulated times. The one time I carried a Leatherman and got caught, and all the times that I've been, you know, I've put the CPAP machine into the x-ray machine and getting flagged, I'm sure I'm probably on some special government watch list that I don't know about. So.
Oh, sound
there
like
you have it, folks.
Yep. Yeah, I'm
the Mikey the...
I'm the subversive.
Mikey the anime terrorist.
I am the subversive. I am the dangerous podcaster who, who is being probably bugged right now. So, anyway.
Actually, would it be necessary to bug this since it's actually going on the World Wide Web? I mean,
that's true. They're probably listening in between the lines. They're looking for the secret frequency that's embedded in the file, which contains instructions to Japanese intelligence to tell them everything, all the weaknesses of America, you know, especially to anime in one of their as a step in their phase to take over the entire world. And so,
because they're really secretly, they're really still pissed about the whole World War II thing. So, they're secretly building a large mecha. Really, I mean, all the anime are just basically them going,
yeah,
we really are doing this, and so
yeah,
like it's the best PR.
Yeah,
they're pretending they're not. It's like, hey, we show them on TV, so we can't be doing it, right?
Yeah. Come on, it's science fiction. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
See, they were sending a signal. Remember that episode of Evangelion where Eva Unit 4, which was being built in Arizona? Or in the United States somewhere, blows up.
Ah.
Yeah, and it kills everybody there. Yep. I think they were telling us something about that. Eva Unit 4.
We are going to hack your computers with angels.
Or with
and then we're going to blow up all your machinery. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Subliminal messages when you watch anime.
You won't know what's up.
I mean...